K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Marissa.
Marissa, you're caller 20.
Yay! Oh, my God.
You are qualified for the drawing to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We have highlights of yesterday's Super Bowl coming up on the show, including MVP Kenneth Walker III. His dad, that was the very first game he attended in person, and he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. My favorite commercial with the singing toilet seats, the couple that actually got married during the halftime show. We also have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And we've got tickets for the Violent Femmes in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll continue to qualify you to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
God, you're dumb.
I love that song. That is Noah Kahan and The Great Divide. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the MVP of the Super Bowl and how it was his dad's first NFL game in person ever. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Yesterday, I was rooting for Seattle because I feel like the Patriots have gotten enough. Don't you? Maybe not. I was in a house full of Patriots fans, though, to watch, and I was the only one. But Kenneth Walker III, who's the running back for the Seattle Seahawks, really made a huge difference in the game. And this was the first time that his dad has ever seen him play in person. And they asked him what that meant to him.
It means a lot, especially my little brother and my dad.
How exciting to have your family there when you're the MVP of the Super Bowl.
My dad, he comes out to Seattle all the time and watch games, but he never goes to the game because he don't like crowds.
His dad comes to Seattle to watch his son on TV, which he could do at home, but he's never been in person to a single NFL game.
This is his first NFL game, and, you know, we won a Super Bowl, so it means a lot to me, and I know you're proud of me for real.
It wasn't just his team that won. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. So his dad doesn't like to be around people. He doesn't like big crowds. So they asked him how he convinced his dad to come out and come to the game at the Super Bowl.
I wasn't the one that convinced him, actually. My agent convinced him to come out here. So
I don't know exactly how his agent got him there, but he sure did.
I didn't think he would come. They ended up miking him up and everything, so he got out of his comfort zone.
I do feel like if you're in the Super Bowl, perhaps he should stretch his comfort zone just a bit. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 5. In about 10 minutes, we are going to qualify you to see Royal Otis in Mexico City on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, Brenda from Lawndale.
Hi, Brenda, you're caller 20. You win.
Yay! Well, I win a raffle ticket.
You win a raffle ticket, yes, but you're one of the few. The drawing is Monday, and if you win, you'll go see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
How exciting. I hope it's me. I really do.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. It is about 12 minutes after 3. Super Bowl 60 was yesterday, and it's time to start looking forward.
Now that Super Bowl 60 is in the books, plans for next year's big game are well underway right here in L.A.
Heads up, you're not going to like the date.
Yeah, Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez is live at SoFi Stadium, where the countdown is officially on this morning. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning, John and Rachel. Yeah, it's never too early to start getting ready for Super Bowl 61.
I mean, personally, I could take a little break from the Super Bowl hype, but I'm sure the place that's hosting the game is already working hard to pull it off.
And that's going to be held in that stadium that you see right behind me. Of course, a lot of excitement building ahead of next year's Super Bowl.
Next year's Super Bowl is at SoFi.
And the people that run SoFi say they're more than ready to host.
This is what we live for. We are in a building that is designed to entertain, to host, and to be such an incredible place for this type of event. We're excited to see what happens.
I find it hard to be excited about what's going to happen today. Just saying.
The largest NFL stadium and home to the LA Rams and LA Chargers hosted the Super Bowl in 2022.
That was sort of right when SoFi was being finished built, right? They were almost not ready yet.
It's gearing up to welcome the biggest game in American football back to Los Angeles in February 2027.
This is the most amazing stadium and venue in the world, not just the stadium, but Hollywood Park as a whole. And I think now that people know what it is and we've been open for a few years, you know, it sells itself.
Before next year's big game, the stadium will welcome a global audience for 8 World Cup soccer matches starting in June.
Yeah, I've looked into prices for that. Nope.
We've turned this building over 950 times, whether that's from WrestleMania. to a concert, to a comedy show, to Monster Jam, back to football. So to see the way that our building responds.
The way your building responds.
5 years after hosting its first Super Bowl, the team at SoFi believes the venue can handle anything.
A lot more of our campus is open and available to be activated and for people to come down and see. I think this is going to be a truly incredible experience.
The Super Bowl will be held here at SoFi.
All right, the only info that you haven't given us yet is the date.
On Valentine's Day next year, so mark your calendars.
I feel like if it's on Valentine's Day, even I don't need to mark my calendar.
Especially if you're planning to take out a loved one out for a date or something, it might be here at the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 61 at SoFi.
Guys, you got to start working that plan now. During the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday with Bad Bunny, there was a couple that looked like they were getting married. They were. It was a real wedding. Details coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I loved the halftime show with Bad Bunny, and there are a few things that happened in there. There were a few celebrities that were kind of hidden in there, and there at one point there was a couple that looked like they were getting married.
That wedding during Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show, it was real.
It just looked like performers.
About 5 minutes into the performance, a couple in white were married on the field at Levi's Stadium, surrounded by dancers and musicians. There was even a wedding cake. After a kiss, they moved aside to reveal Lady Gaga.
Like you do at your wedding. It's that part of the ceremony where you reveal Lady Gaga.
Bad Bunny's team confirmed it was all real to the Associated Press. The couple had invited him to their wedding, and he invited them onto the Super Bowl stage instead.
Yeah, your wedding sounds sweet, but what about the Super Bowl halftime show?
Bad Bunny reportedly even signed the marriage certificate as a witness.
Oh, have you seen our wedding photos? You won't believe this. And as far as commercials go, I didn't think they were great this year. The one that I loved, I seem to be the only one that loved it, but it was the toilet seats singing.
How can I just let you walk away?
That's a toilet seat when moving,
all I can do
like a
is
mouth.
Watch you leave. When I stand here
different
taking
toilet.
Every breath with you. Ooh.
Another toilet.
You're the only one who really knew me at all. Take a look at me now, cause there's just an empty space. But to wait for you is all I can do, and that's all I've got to say. Take a look.
So they cut to a toilet flushing, and the words on the screen say, look at your pee. That's what the words say. Look at your pee. I guess if it's a certain color, you're not healthy enough, and it was for some kind of addition to your water so that it'll help you with electrolytes and whatnot. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hello, this is Emily.
Emily, you are caller 20.
Woo! Okay, awesome! I'm so excited.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico
Sick.
City.
Heck yes. I love Royal Otis. I've seen them at K-Rock shows.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. I'm glad
yes,
you won.
I'm so excited.
I hope you get the trip to Mexico City.
Thank you. Me too.
Three Pigs at Four with Megan Holliday coming up.
I'm going to tell you a story about a cereal pooper in Wisconsin.
Isn't everyone a cereal pooper?
Not like this.
Oh. Kevin Ryder, 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, the big game was interrupted in the fourth quarter by a man running on the field. NBC didn't show it on the broadcast, but I'm sure you saw it. Plenty of people posted it online. The man on the field was shirtless. Sadly, he did wear his pants, so it wasn't like full streak.
I feel like streak means something.
It does. Like, you gotta go for it.
Right?
Fully, yeah.
If he has his pants on, he's just shirtless.
It was half streak.
Yeah.
You know? So the crazy part is it sounds like this guy actually made money off of his own stunt. So here is the story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are the chances that there's some dude out there who took his life savings and emptied his bank account, bought a ticket to sit 50-yard line at the Super Bowl right there on the field? And then what are the chances that that dude pops the top off and streaks out right onto the 50-yard line? And what are the chances that that same dude was smart enough to go on Polymarket or one of these prediction markets and create a bet for himself and bet the rent that someone's going to run on the field at Super Bowl 60? Place a bet that some ridiculous one in a trillion thing is going to happen, and then do whatever it takes to make that happen. You know, this guy spends like $50,000 to get tickets to the Super Bowl, and then he pays for airfare, and then he's got to bail himself out, pay all of his legal fees. But guess what? He made $500,000 on Polymarket because he placed a bet that some stupid head would go streaking at the Super Bowl, and then he just was the stupid head streaking on the field.
Wow, genius.
That is absolutely genius.
Also, not streaking.
Yeah, not full, Okay, number two, the woman that went viral after being caught on the Coldplay kiss cam hugging her married boss is now turning the moment into a paid speaking gig, and it is not cheap. Kristen Cabot, the former HR executive at the center of the awkward concert clip that exploded online and took over our lives last year, she's scheduled to speak at a crisis communications conference called Taking Back the Narrative, where tickets reportedly cost up to $875.
Wow.
According to reports, she's going to discuss reputation management and navigating public scrutiny after the kiss cam moment led to her resignation and weeks of internet commentary. So, yes, if you'd like to hear firsthand how to survive becoming a meme at a Coldplay show, it'll run you nearly $900.
Oh, that's crazy.
Absolutely insane. I'm sure people are going to go, too.
Probably.
And number three, police in Wisconsin say they finally cracked a bizarre case after residents complained about a serial pooper repeatedly defecating along a popular walking path in a public park. According to authorities, officers first set up trail cameras to track the suspect's routine, then escalated to using a drone, which ultimately caught a 46-year-old woman in the act.
What?
Yes. Police say the woman had been returning to the same area multiple times, prompting concerns from locals and forcing investigators to get creative. She was later contacted by officers and cited, bringing an end to what may be the first known case of drone-assisted dookie detection. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
pretty
played.
Impressive. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday, and Emily from Metric is joining us in the studio.
What is up?
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to see you guys.
Happy to see you
likewise.
As well.
Likewise.
Listening to the song on my way in today, I was just thinking, this is so great.
Oh, thank you.
It's very dreamy.
Very 80s.
Yeah,
which, I'll take it.
Yeah, all of
very,
that.
Very, very. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the new album that's coming out.
Yeah, it's called Romanticize the Dive. It's coming out April 24th. And Victim of Luck is the first single.
And tell us about this song we're about to play.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's really like a statement of the album and kind of where we're at and what we're doing in this world and what we're trying to contribute. The first line is, "Let me take you back. It was the start of something," and kind of walks you through like what it is to be in a band, to start out with your friends and actually succeed at the thing that you cared about doing. We didn't set out to be like billionaire freaks. We set out to be a band and be, you know, the people we are.
Right.
So we reunited with our pals, Broken Social Scene and Stars.
Yeah.
We put together this tour. You know, we've worked our way up in LA from the Silver Lake Lounge all the way up, and we're headlining the Greek in June. So that'll just be the best feeling, mostly because it's with our friends.
Hell
so,
yeah.
That's the
and
spirit.
Something that I love, Victim of Luck being the name, I never thought about, because, you know, it's like we feel like, you know, you're a victim to negative things, but this is like you could be a victim to positive things. I thought that was like such a cool concept.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of what struck me, is I just found myself like settling into this mentality where it was all coming from lack. And it's like if you set out to do something, you know, and you didn't achieve it, that would be that. But this is the spirit of who we are and the kind of music we make. This is who we want it to be. And Los Angeles has supported us like from the beginning. So, yeah, I'm glad you caught that double meaning. Yeah.
It is Metric and the song is called Victim of Luck. And it's the 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. That is Victim of Luck. It is Metric. And Emily has been our guest in the studio. We've had so much fun with you.
Great chatting with you. I love the in-between chats.
I know, me too.
Romeo.
I know, your dog Romeo, who is repping K-Rock today.
He's the official mascot, at least for today.
Yeah, and just positivity. Putting love out into the world. We really need that right now.
The new album is Romanticize the Dive, and it is April 24th, and you are touring now with Broken Social Scene and Stars as well.
Yep.
Do you have a date?
I do. Taking over the Greek on June 16th.
Fantastic.
Damn right.
Yeah. I'm so excited you guys are back.
Yes.
It's going to be a good one.
And thank you for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
So I just wanted to start by saying my wife is wrong.
I'd
like to start this conversation that way.
Don't you dare. I love Marin. I will defend her to my death.
So we sleep with a fan for the noise and for the air.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Have to have it on. Can't sleep without it.
Yep.
I go into the bathroom, into the shower, and there's a fan in there. So I turn that fan on.
Okay.
It's the one in the roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it takes the steam out.
Yeah.
So everything doesn't get... And she turns it off.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, what if that stayed on?
Yeah.
And she's like...
What if that stayed on?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know why. I just hate it.
Okay.
And I said, we sleep with a fan and... 12 feet from here.
Maybe she doesn't like the particular sound from that fan because it's a different feeling. It's
not
a different
much.
Sound. Yeah, okay.
Not
all right.
Much.
Okay, but it is different.
And we've had not arguments because we both find it funny because it's ridiculous.
Right.
But we've gone back and forth on that.
Okay.
A dozen times.
Oh my God. So you turn it on.
Yeah.
And then she goes in there and she turns.
She'll
get in the
come
shower.
In and open the window.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then turn it off and go, I opened the window.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm solving the steam issue here.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's insane.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's really over something so insignificant, it doesn't matter at all.
Right.
So we've done this topic before where you argued over something insignificant.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter in the least either way, and yet somehow you were both passionate about it.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking
for. We've all been there.
At 800-520-1067 for your calls and for your text, arguing over something insignificant.
And for the best phone call, we have your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava on February 28th, plus a $50 slot play voucher. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's another shot for you to get on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Alba.
Alba!
Hey, Alba!
Woo!
You are caller 20.
Good luck today. Oh, that's amazing.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Woo-woo!
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. What a way to start the week.
What a way to start the week indeed.
Thank you so much.
I love these stories because the smaller, the better.
Oh, 100%.
The more insignificant, the better. We're talking about fight. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday on K-Rock. We're talking about fighting with your significant other. Over something that's incredibly insignificant. The smaller, the better.
Yeah, and it can be arguing with anybody about it, really.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. And the dumber, the better.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best call, we got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava on February 28th.
Have you been out to Yamava?
I have.
See the show? Yeah, it's great.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
the theater is awesome.
Yeah, agreed. I love it.
Yes.
All right, you have a story about arguing over something insignificant?
All right, so we actually split up, but me and my ex at the time, she argued with me about what kind of cheese to put in a bean and cheese burrito. I'm very picky about what kind of cheese I eat when it was only Kraft cheese. She knew that, and she asked, what kind of cheese would you like? Told her which kind, and she said, no, that's going to be disgusting.
She's right. Thing.
Appreciate it, but that's my
Are you taking a stand on Kraft
Ugh.
Cheese?
I know, it's very weird. To this day, I can't eat it by itself. But
it's
anyway,
the
yeah,
worst
it's
cheese so. Possible.
Yeah. In a bean and cheese burrito?
She
no.
was right.
Yeah, but anyway. So,
you guys didn't break up over this.
Yeah, at the end of it, she goes, fine, you make your own damn burrito and walks away.
And did
and
you
that
break
was it?
Up?
No, that didn't cause the breakup, but I'm sure it didn't help.
Yeah, because you were wrong. Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. So, me and my husband, to this day, it's been about 5 years, the lemon-lime Gatorade, we argue about whether it's yellow green.
Lemon Lion Gatorade.
And is it green or yellow?
Green.
Yeah, it's
green. I love that you guys are together.
Green.
See, in my mind, I think it's leaning more toward green.
I do too.
Uh oh.
I'm sorry. It sucks to be wrong.
Yeah, it's 3-1 right now.
No,
yeah, literally the lead for green.
Always wins so mad.
Oh, man.
I feel like we put this to rest now. I don't think you guys can fight over it anymore.
I think it's green. You're just going to have to accept it.
I will never quit. I'll never
quit. That's the spirit.
Woo!
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about arguing over insignificant things.
Yeah, my wife and I, over 26 years plus, fight over what to eat for dinner.
Yeah, that's a common one.
That doesn't seem insignificant, though.
Yeah. No, but, like, we've gotten a fight over, like, I'm like, you pick, and then she's like, I don't know what I want. And I'm like, well, then I'll pick. And then I pick something. She's like, oh, I didn't want to.
I so relate with her. I so do.
What are you talking about? So then I got smart. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of fighting. So then I say, you know what? If you can guess what I'm thinking, what we're going to have for dinner, then, you know, it's just awesome. It's going to be awesome tonight because it's whatever she says. And I'm like, how did you get that?
Oh, nice. That's a good hack.
That is a good hack. It's whatever she says is the key to a long marriage.
Yes. I'm like, no way, you're a mind reader. That is so crazy.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so it's the driver's seat of our car. Like, he wants the driver's seat a certain way. I want it a certain way.
Right.
I can move back and forth with the seat. But it's like the back of it, I can't touch it, or she's gonna freak out every time. So now when I'm driving, I'm like straight up like an old guy, you know, looking at the, you know, through the driver's, you know, the windshield and stuff like that. Because if I touch it, she don't get mad.
Wait, you know, right now, if you try to change the seat setting, she'll get mad.
Oh, she freaks out, and when she gets in there, she goes back and forth, you know,
she has to get it just right.
Just to get it right. So I just leave the back part alone. But at the same time, I'm uncomfortable. But, I mean, one way to figure it out is not to get her mad because that makes me more uncomfortable.
Ah, smart man. A very smart man. We have been taking calls and texts about fighting over insignificant things. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan.
All right. So 562 said, my wife and I are currently in an argument about not cooking the gnocchi right for soup.
Oh.
I have spent the past 2 nights on the couch and she still hasn't spoken to me since the argument. Gnocchi is a very delicate subject because you got to get it right.
I know nothing about that. So, wow, they're arguing over that.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're arguing over something insignificant?
So I argue with my husband about his headlights. So his car has a function, and my car too, has a function to keep it on auto mode. So the headlights will turn on automatically when it's needed.
Yeah. Why would you ever change that?
Right.
I have no idea. So that's my whole point. So he keeps turning off the headlights. I'm like, just leave it on auto. That way you'll never drive with your headlights turned off at night. So of course he used my car one night, turned off the headlights. And I didn't realize that, so I drove home in the dark.
Oh, no.
High beaming me. Just glad I didn't get pulled over.
Oh, my God. Can you at least agree when he takes your car to leave it on automatic?
There's no reason to turn it off, period.
Agreed.
Yeah, but it's like he's like old school or something, you know?
Right. He's not.
Yeah.
He's
well,
not.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's wrong. He is wrong.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. You argue over something insignificant?
So my very first fight with my boyfriend, we had never gotten in a fight before. We went to a Dodger game, and we're ordering food at one of the stands, and we had agreed that we were going to share some chicken strips and fries. So I had never tried the garlic fries, so I order the chicken strips and the garlic fries. And he proceeds to tell the cashier, no, regular fries. And I look at her and I was like, no, garlic fries.
Yes.
And then he looked at me and proceeds to argue that I've never had garlic fries from Dodger Stadium. and that the smell stays with you for days. And I was like, that's great. You don't have to have the garlic fries. I want the garlic fries. And he's like, no, because then if you have the garlic fries, you're going to smell like garlic for a few days. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? And the lady at the stand is just like staring at us like, so are you going to get the regular fries?
So which one should I get? How did it end up?
We got the regular fries, and then I was really pissed, and then he was pissed, and then we watched the rest of the game in silence. And then, the worst part was that when we left, there was so much traffic, so that we had the most silent car ride home.
Oh, my God. I love it. He was wrong, though. You always got to get garlic fries.
I still haven't tried them.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Next time it's on.
So I have to go without him and try them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Hey. Wait, he was there? He was in the car?
Oh, my God. He was just getting, like, berated, and he was just sitting right there. It's so good.
All right, we have the tickets, and we need to figure out who is going to go see the Violent Femmes February 28th at Yamava.
We got to go with the Gatorade couple.
I think so, too, yeah. But what are their names?
It's Zoe and Noah.
Hey, Noah? Hey, Noah, we're going to give the tickets to you specifically, and you can take Zoe if you want.
Yeah, because you're right about the lemon-lime color being green and not yellow.
I've been so long.
I will die on this hill.
Oh, my God.
You will die on that hill while your husband is watching Violent Femmes
at
Yamava.
Right. You're missing out, Zoe. You might want to fold on this one.
I don't know why we're sending our listeners out of the country. We seem to be doing that.
I actually think it's a great time to get out of the country personally. True. So if you want to see Royal Otis in Mexico City, all you got to do is be caller 20. That's coming up at 6 on K-Rock.